If I swore to tell the team after the game,
said they won't play in an uglier win in their lives. But five of our boys just played in their first win for the club, so that was encouraging. We were able to stick it out for long enough. And yeah, we left the door ajar for a long time rather than closing it shut, and I think that's what you get when you're not quite on top of your game.
You just said it might be the only win of their lives. Where does it rank in your experience?
Pretty much, yeah. Now look, there's a lot we can improve out of that game, but you know, we haven't been on the right side of the ledger for 7 weeks or 8 weeks now if you take the buy into account, so take it.
You said during
the week that boys have lost a bit of self-confidence and belief in themselves. Yeah.
Do you think a little bit of that came back today?
Yeah, potentially. But in the end we were able to settle and do what we had to do when we had to do it. Just some turnovers early, yeah, accuracy at goal, which was really costly. And I think when you have a run like we've had, it invariably doesn't come with a breakout. It comes with a bit of an ugly performance. And you know, our effort and intensity early, first half in particular, was really strong. We got nutted around clearances in the second half. Contested ball in the second half was really poor. But we were able to, I don't know, hold the tide back for long enough and then you know, kick enough of a score late in the last quarter to be able to get over the line.
Dan Sports' career speaks for itself. Are you surprised though he's producing a performance like that this stage of his career? It was vintage Dan
Sports. Yeah, it was. And I thought last week that he was one of our few four quarter performers. Swanee's got that ability. I think great players have the capacity to let go of the things that they haven't done particularly well and come back to the things that they know that they can do, as long as you've got enough tools in the bag, and Swanee has. I reckon his pre-season preparation this year off the back of what he would describe as a really disappointing year last year, his body was packing up last year, basically. So he's been able to look after himself a lot better. We've changed his program. He's bought into that. And for him to be able to be running games out the way he is at the moment is testament to our fitness staff and to Swanee's professionalism to be able to be up and about.
What did you think of his performance, especially in the last quarter, and just the willpower he showed to get out of that stoppage and get the ball to Jarrell, which, confirmed the win?
Yeah, he's always had that breakout of out of congestion as one of his really strong points, and he was doing that late in the game last week as well, a couple of D50 stoppages I remember. And one thing that he hides behind that exterior that looks like it CBF'd is a real want to win.
CBS
said. No. Actually, I don't even know.
Did you try to play it down with the guys afterwards for a particular purpose, or just in case they stood to cover hoop after a win like that?
No. Now we go through our review as per normal, just a little bit of a feedback straight after the game. But now we'll go through a review on Monday and set our sights on Sydney on Friday. We really rate them as a side, and we still know, we still have a real belief in the type of footy that we play. As I said, we had four players that were playing, 10 games, well, less than 10 games, so that was a good sign for us. Jordy DeGoey, we think, will be up and about, rested this week, with the capacity to come back and give us some fresh legs and energy, so we'll continue to look to pick the best side that's going to get the result for us.
I know it's a work in progress still, but how satisfying is the Reds coming?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we didn't, and I would counsel against having too higher expectations of what Reddy's going to bring for us. If he's a beacon in front of the ball, and we can rely on him to be there when we need to go long to a target, which is the role that Clokey has played so often for us. he's been better than that, hadn't he? But if Reedy is there, and we know that that option is always there deep inside our forward 50, it just gives you confidence when you're coming through the middle with the ball. And we've missed that for the last couple of weeks, and Darcy's provided it in some shape or form, and he had some able assistance with Reedy, so that I don't think we would have given up too many marks from the opposition from our kicks inside our forward line, because we just had a real good contest. Yeah, I think Faz continues to show the improvement in his development, and he's adding elements to his game constantly. But he's always had that. He's always been a damaging aerialist and damaging by foot. He's understanding the role that we're asking him to play and how that fits into his teammates more and more. I think his last 6 or 7 weeks have been really strong for us, and he's a part of a forward line that hasn't been as efficient as we would have liked to have been in recent times. But when we get that efficiency back, I think he'll go from strength to strength.
What was going through your mind when Carlton got to within 3 points the last quarter?
We just need to make sure that we play the way we want to play. We need to look after Mark Murphy. He was hurting us, especially through the second half. Levi was on him early, first half of the game, put Crispy on him late, but neither were able to really dull his influence. We needed to be composed, trust the game plan, make decisions based on what we had in front of us, and not be affected by the ramifications, I suppose, and for us just to be composed and to be able to work our way out of that was a really strong point of the performance.
Hey, Adams was subbed out with an injury to his quad.
It's corky, yeah.
I think
Cheers. Thanks, guys.